From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Somaliland calls itself an independent republic, but the rest of the world calls it the northern region of Somalia. Somalilanders have their own president, their own parliament, and their own passports. Now, as NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports, they're waiting for the rest of the world to show them a little respect.
Ever have that dream where you wake up one morning and nobody recognizes you? It's sort of like being in the Twilight Zone or a topsy-turvy episode of Lost. The people of Somaliland have been living that dream every day since 1991. That was when Somalia's military dictator, Siad Barre, lost power in a ruinous civil war, and this northern coastal region of the country declared itself an independent republic. From that day to this, Abdullahi Mohamed Dwale has been waiting for somebody, anybody, to recognize his homeland.
One brave country announcing Somaliland, this is the ultimate call.
Dwale is the foreign minister of Somaliland. He's been sharpening the national argument for international recognition to a fine point. Sitting in the conference room of a hotel that becomes the capital city's political center after dark, Dwale leaned in for his first pitch. If world powers can recognize East Timor, he says, they can certainly recognize Somaliland, which has a lot more going for it than East Timor did back in the late 1990s.
Our case is in fact even much better because ours is a unique case. We have a legal case. We do have a moral case. We do have a historical case.
And now for a moment of geography. The Horn of Africa has a long, hot coastline on the Gulf of Aden, with lots of camel-colored sand meeting clear, shimmering water. Here, the Gulf is warm and inviting, with the exception of some mean-looking crabs that come and go with the tide. More than 400 miles of this unfettered beach is Somaliland, squeezed in between Djibouti to the west and Somalia proper to the east. The greater region also includes Ethiopia and Yemen. Dwale says his country is an oasis of democracy in a neighborhood where power rarely changes hands without a fight.
We are a de facto state. Whether states like us or not, we are here, and we are here to stay.
But imagine their frustration with no invitation to join any conclave of world powers. People here say they've paid their dues for statehood. Somaliland was an independent territory for five whole days after Britain gave it up as a protectorate in 1960. Then Somalilanders united with Somalis on the rest of the Horn, who were newly free from Italy. And when the Union soured, Somalilanders fought a harrowing campaign of secession. Ahmed Mohamed Solano is a leader of Somaliland's political opposition. During the war, he ran the breakaway Somali National Movement.
Siad Barre was a very powerful dictator with a very cruel record. And even planes taking off from the airport, belonging to the government, were bombarding the population.
Some of the carcasses of those planes, as well as stricken cars and tanks, still litter the capital city of Hargeisa and also the airport at Berbera. They blend into Somaliland's beige landscape of sand and scrub, along with the birds, the camels, the goats, and the enormous tortoises that cross the road. In the nearly 20 years since Siad Barre's government came tumbling down, as other Somalis on the Horn descended into anarchy, Somalilanders rebuilt their state, their economy, and their peace of mind. Here, they have both democratic and traditional clan structures of governance. They export camels and other livestock to the Arab world, and the port of Berbera is a key commercial throughway for landlocked Ethiopia. The economy could be better. Unemployment is high, and most people live quite modestly. But Dwale says that the boon of modest living is self-reliance.
Our contribution to the international community, to Africa, is the fact that we have gone through this without begging or asking them for assistance.
Somaliland has virtually no contact with Mogadishu down south. But the democracy here does have its troubles. President Riali Kahin has delayed elections twice amid growing concerns about corruption within his administration. Last year, suicide bombers believed to be associated with Al-Qaeda made unprecedented strikes against the United Nations compound here, an Ethiopian diplomatic compound, and the presidential palace. And Somaliland's Coast Guard is struggling against the growing blight of piracy in and around the Gulf. Western donors are directing $200 million to build up Somali security forces on the Horn, but none of that money will come here. Kahin says it's because Somaliland has become a victim of its own competence. No other Somalis on the Horn have a Coast Guard.
We believe that we are part of the international community, and we have a moral responsibility to play our role. Whether we get donation, help or not, we are doing our duties.
Somali landers travel frequently to Britain and other points west. But on the issue of recognition, Western diplomats say they will take their cue from Africa. If African countries recognize Somaliland, so will they. And yet African leaders are reluctant to do so. Some say for fear of promoting breakaway republics elsewhere on the continent. Rashid Abdi is a Somali watcher for International Crisis Group in Nairobi. He says that the peace and stability Somalilanders enjoy is probably more important than foreign approbation.
Recognition ultimately will give Somaliland the respectability it deserves. But for God's sake, stop obsessing about it. Stop this desperation. You know, well, the world owes you nothing. Democracy is its own reward.
So at the heart of the matter is a variation on a familiar question. If a democracy grows on the Horn of Africa and no foreigner recognizes it, does that make it any less a democracy? Somaliland has a sweet thing going here, and the graffiti on the wall of the Berbera Airport suggests that the people are motivated to keep it intact. The quote is not attributed, but has a familiar ring. It says, "Ask not what your country can do. Ask what you can do for your country." Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Somaliland.